You're listening to This Is Not a Game, a show dedicated to educating you on the dangers of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia and tackling issues related to poaching and the impact it has on your health, wildlife, and Mother Zambia.
Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison.
This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome to today's episode of This Is Not a Game, a show packed with info to help bridge the gap between the experts in the wildlife world and the general public, specifically issues around legal game meat. I am your host, Seya Funda Funda. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Search for This Is Not a Game to get more info on us and our activities. In today's episode, we have Miriam Mukondwa. She is the commercial officer from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, and will be looking into what the functions of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife are. She will join us right after this short break.
Dad, we're going to something. We're going to something, Dad.
Uh-huh. Is this a drug deal going down? No, it's a man asking to buy some illegal bushmeat. But in fact, in many ways, it's just like a drug deal. Because like selling illegal drugs, the buying and selling of illegal bushmeat is a crime too. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat, this is not a game.
Welcome back to the show. As I mentioned in the previous segment, today we have Miriam Mukondwa. Welcome, Miriam.
Thank you, Sarah.
All right, so Miriam, please tell us, what is the main function of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife?
Okay, so the main function of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife is that it's mandated under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015 to manage and conserve Zambia's wildlife in all 20 national parks and 36 game management areas, covering 31% of the country's landmass.
Great. And so then what is the role of DNPW in the fight against illegal bushmeat?
Okay, so the role of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife in the fight against illegal bushmeat is that DNPW protects, conserves, and manages Zambia's wildlife estates to continuously improve the quality of life among communities through raising awareness on the dangers of engaging in illegal bushmeat trade.
And so then what programs does DNPW have in place to sensitize the public about the dangers of consuming illegal bushmeat?
Currently, the department has a social marketing campaign on illegal bushmeat trade.
Okay.
So this is not a game campaign. So this campaign educates the Zambian public on the dangers of illegal bushmeat. The campaign mostly hinges on informing the public that this bushmeat is illegal, it's dangerous, and it carries diseases. We've seen that due to this is not a game campaign, the public are more aware of where they can access permits and purchase legal game meat. So this can be from DNPW and from registered outlets. I should mention that on the other hand, people are now more aware that should you be found wanting or on the other side of the law, you'll be prosecuted. And the Zambia Wildlife Act, I should mention, is that it has a lot of hefty penalties for wildlife-related crimes.
Okay. Yes. So then, how does the illegal bushmeat trade affect our tourism industry and our wildlife?
Okay, thank you for that question, Sarah. I need to mention that all wildlife species are affected by illegal hunting, irrespective of the size. And if people don't stop buying illegal game meat and fueling this trade, it will result in elevated pressure on the remaining wildlife populations, mostly in protected areas. This illegal trade has been seen to affect wildlife in that a lot of this hunting is inhumane. And the methods that are used, for example, such as wire snaring, which is the most common one that we've seen, that takes place in these protected areas, and is very difficult to control because it's very unselective in the term of, in the sense that you don't know which gender or which type of animal species are being captured in these snares. It's very wasteful and it has a lot of severe animal warfare implications due to the manner of the capture and the confinement of these animals. other illegal methods that people use as well, which discriminate, are traps, poison, and muzzle loaders. Yes.
And then in reference to tourism, for example, can you elaborate more on that?
Okay, so in reference to tourism, there was a report that was done by World Travel and Tourism Council. So this one indicated that the travel and tourism sector in Zambia contributed to about 3.6% of the GDP of the country. So this in itself tells you that tourism is a large contributor to the economy of the country. And if people continue with this poaching, this has negative effects in terms of the revenue generated for the country through wildlife industries such as tourism, legal hunting, and game ranching. On the social scene, there's social consequences in that the impact of food security in the long term through the loss of potentially sustainable supply of meat through legal hunting would have a negative effect, of course. There's loss of tourism-based employment. There's loss of game farming employment. And there's also loss on our prestigious wildlife heritage. And people need to realize that it is important that this legal sustainable production of wild meat, it has the potential to provide long-term benefits for livelihood and to contribute to the food security in the country through wildlife-based land uses. This can be seen through ecotourism, trophy hunting that we allow and that is conducted, and community-based wildlife farming and game ranching.
So then, on the other side, how can the public partner with DNPW in this cause?
Okay, so DNPW, of course, is mandated to conserve this wildlife, but would love people to understand that they should have ownership of this wildlife. This wildlife belongs to the Zambian people. So we would want them to say no to illegal bushmeat, to purchasing illegal bushmeat, because this fuels this industry. And of course, it brings harm to our heritage. Also, people that know people who are selling illegal game meat can always report these illegal transactions that are taking place. And would also require people to buy local illegal game meat. And when they're offered this bushmeat, they should always ensure that there is a legal documentation or papers to prove the origin of this meat. And also, these permits should be given by Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
So, Miriam, where do people report these cases?
Okay, so like I mentioned earlier, we have a lot of, we are countrywide, and we have a lot of offices in different areas, but people can still communicate these illegal activities to the Department of National Parks and Wildlife head office, which is located in Chulanga. This is along Kafue Road. It's just opposite Mundawanga Wildlife Sanctuary. And they can make phone calls on +260-211-278-129 or use our postal address, which is Private Bag 1, Kafue Road, Zambia.
So there you have it, ladies and gents. We now have a better understanding of the functions of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Miriam, thank you so much for taking the time to be a part of this episode.
Thank you so much for having me today. It was an absolute pleasure.
Listeners, we are not done yet. We have more in store right after this break.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Crime prevention fact.
Did you know, between October and December each year, about 10 million straw-colored fruit bats descend into a tiny patch of evergreen swamp forest inside Kasanka National Park in northern Zambia?
Know the facts. Be informed.
Be informed.
And now some info on our local game meat suppliers. We took a moment to pop in for a quick visit at Delikasa right here in Lusaka just to get info on their legal game meat supply. Here's what they had to say.
Mr. Mutale, how did you get into the business of legal game meat?
I love hunting, love eating game meat. Those two reasons, but I like doing it properly and legally.
Of course. So then what would you say is the legal meat that you sell?
We've got warthog coming in, we've got impala coming in, and we've got a reedbuck coming in as well.
Okay. All right. Well, There you have it, listeners. If you want to buy legal game meat, come to Deli Casa in Kabelenga Road, next to Associated Printers, opposite Top Gear.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Crime prevention fact.
Did you know Zambia is home to many endemic and endangered birds? The shoebill stork, one of the rarest birds in Africa, is found only in northern Zambia and just a few other places around the continent.
Know the facts. Be informed.
Be informed.
Is it really bushmeat or is it actually just dog meat? The Department of National Parks and Wildlife officers have caught people trying to disguise and sell dog meat as bushmeat, and often zebra meat is sold as impala or duiker. Besides which, the illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act 2015. Be sure of the meat that you buy and eat only genuine game meat from legal sources and always ask to see a license. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and buy legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
And now for some stories making the headlines. Zambia's tripod lions find new lease of life in the Kafue National Park. Successful conservation initiatives launched by a partnership between Zambia's DNPW and Panthera, together with the Zambia Carnival Program in the Kafue National Park of Zambia, has significantly abated the cruel snaring of lions and other wildlife despite the humongous challenges involved. In an interview with World Atlas, the program director for Panthera in the Kavango Zambezi Transfrontier Conservation Area, Dr. Kim Young Overton, said the Kafue Law Enforcement Support Program has steadily helped to significantly decrease poacher activity in the intensive protection zones within the park, which has led to critical protection of the lives of threatened lions and other wildlife. In other news, four in court over hippo teeth and ivory. The Zambia Daily Mail has reported that a former banker, a student, and two other men have been taken to court after allegedly being in possession of over 100 kilograms of elephant ivory and two pieces of hippo teeth without legal documentation. The accused are Mulemwa Muyendekwa, 57, a businessman of Chibolia, Mufalo Somule, 68, a former banker and a real estate agent, Job Lunga, 32, a student of Kalingalinga, and Joseph Chikumbe, 54, a bricklayer of John Leng. The accused are charged with illegal possession of prescribed trophy and unlawful possession of protected trophy. And finally, renowned photographers unite to sell work in aid of Africa's wildlife. The Independent has reported that a group of more than 60 acclaimed wildlife photographers from around the world have come together to create a fundraising campaign, Prints for Wildlife, to support the protection of critical wild ecosystems and local communities in Africa. One of the photographers, Will Burad Lucas, donated a photo he captured in 2015 of the last lioness in Liuwa Plain National Park in Zambia, Lady Liuwa. Each of the photographers has donated a limited fine art print to the fundraiser on sale for $100 via online shop Prints for Wildlife for the next month. Those are the headlines we had for you today. We'll be right back.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Crime prevention fact.
Did you know at least 237 mammal species have been found in Zambia and over 700 bird species?
Know the facts. Be informed.
Be informed.
And that's all we had for you today. We hope you've been informed on what the function of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Search for This Is Not a Game to get more info on us and our activities. If you want to know which legal game meat suppliers are in your area, please visit our website, www.thisisnotagame.info. Next week, we'll be looking at the law and illegal bushmeat. So be sure to tune in for yet another exciting topic on This Is Not a Game. I've been your host, Seya Funda Funda. Goodbye for now.
You've been listening to This Is Not a Game. Tune in next week as we continue to discuss the adverse effects of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia.
Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison.
This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.